Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, Miles. I got a phone call from Andrea, and I had a problem with the recent issue that you guys sent me. Was issue 1 and 2 for the Eleanor Mustang, and I got a instruction manual inside of it, but the instruction manual on the cover says 1, but on the inside, it's for the kits 23 through 26, and I never received the issue 1 instruction manual. Let's put it that way. And she wanted me to take a photo of the issue on this instruction manual and send it to her. But I'm not really sure how. She wanted to check. She wanted to send that in or forward that information to the warehouse team to find out what happened. So I'm trying to figure out what the best way is for me to send the photos, because I can get photos of it right now if you want.
See, there's a new policy in place that requires that if you're calling and you say, you know, I've got this item that you guys sent me and it's broken, then we would say, okay, well, can you please send us pictures of the broken or damaged item to customerservice@eaglemoss.com. Once we receive those pictures, then the agent that, you know, assists with that email will set up the reship for that particular kit or that Star Trek Starship or whatever it may be. And the reason for that is because, you know, that way it allows us the opportunity to be able to examine those pictures that customers send in to say, okay, well, if this is where this particular piece is broken, you know, is there information that we can use to have a conversation with the manufacturer to say, you know, well, if you guys were to maybe package the product more securely in this particular area, then we wouldn't have as many customers calling upset because that their Starship is broken or whatever it may be. In this particular instance, because you were sent the wrong magazine.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a necessity in this particular instance. I understand the agent that assisted you was just trying to follow protocol, you know, because of the new update that we received.
I'm not angry at her at all. I'm just trying to figure out what the best way is to get those photos to you guys.
So there's really
onto the Eagle Moss website and just send it to customer service and they'll take it from there.
I mean, if you want to send the pictures, that's appreciated. In this particular type of an instance, I wouldn't say you would necessarily have to, because if you were, you know, you were supposed to get with your first shipment, you know, the magazine that explains build-up kits number 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So if the magazine that you got does not explain build-up kits number 1 and 2, then we could just reship you out another one of those magazines.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, I think what happened on your guys' end is maybe after these things were printed, the magazines were printed, it printed with the cover page for, see, I have some graphic design experience. That's why I'm explaining it to you. So I don't mean to be mean or anything like that, but the cover page is correct, but the inserts inside the cover page are not correct. Cause like I said before, I mean, we're talking the inside of the cover pages has kit 23 through 26, but the cover page says issue 1. So I think that's what happens when they bound the magazine up before it was shipped out, that it was bounded wrong. It was put together wrong. Let's put it that way. But what I'll do is I'll take a photo of the cover and also take photos of the inside where it gets to issue 23 through 26, and I'll just forward it to the customer service at eaglemoss.com, right? Will that work?
Yes, absolutely. That would be exactly what I would have mentioned in that particular instance. Based on, you know, because like, say for example, it just had been just the wrong magazine completely, then pictures would not have necessarily been necessary, because that would have just been, you know, like the warehouse worker maybe grabbed the wrong magazine, put it in the, in your box and mailed out the wrong magazine. But what you're explaining does sound like something that would be good for us to get pictures of so that we can look into that.
And to do research on it and find out what happened.
Yeah, that would definitely be very helpful, because if you're, if you receive that, then there's no telling how many of those magazines were actually
went out
yeah. through a print run that were all, you know, printed and bound in the same manner, which could be which could affect a number of customers. So that would mean that we may need to get in touch with the whomever is printing and binding the magazines to, you know, to say, hey, you know, to have a conversation with them. And then we have pictures that we can show them to say, look, this is what our customers are getting. This is not what we're, you know, this is not what's in our contract with you. We need you guys to, you know, be more careful about how you're putting these things together, because, you know, mistakes like that are quite costly. But yeah. Because I'm required to ask, can you verify the name associated with the account?
It's Anthony McNeil.
And the address?
It's 712 West Linden Drive, Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064.
And then finally, the email address.
That's ibolschool1@icloud.com.
Okay, thank you. And let me check and see if a reship request has already been put in. If not, I'll go ahead and reship you out the magazine. Yeah, it looks like it reshipped already. That's good. It's already in the process. So, yeah.
I mean, the first two kits aren't that hard to build, but I just wanted to have the first instruction manual so I can put it in that nice little binder that you guys will send me later on.
So, oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. It's definitely very important that you have your, you know, your correct magazine and everything as part of your collection. That's extremely important. So I'm glad that you called and allowed us the opportunity to get that out to you, because it's very important, because we want you to have everything 100% correct, because this is a collection. And one thing I wonder, you know how you've probably heard about, you know, if you get a misprint of a comic book or a misprint of a baseball card or a misprint of some other collectible, that sometimes those things can be worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
maybe you might hold on to that misprint and keep it somewhere.
To, believe me.
Yeah, hold on to it, keep it somewhere safe, and maybe one day it'll be worth a lot of money. Maybe one day it won't be worth a lot of money, but just in the off chance that it is, you might have something that's going to be worth something one day when someone says, hey, I'm interested in getting those misprinted Eagle Moss magazines, you know, because I could be the only one to have it, you know, so maybe it'll work out to your advantage in the future.
Well, maybe I'm looking at this. And I think the warehouse probably screwed up, because this number one on the cover page looks like a 7, which would make sense if it was issue number 7. I'm not sure how your guys' issues and kits are arranged, but if this is issue 7 and it's 4 kit 23 through 26, that would be correct, wouldn't it be?
Yes. I just did the math in my head, and that would be absolutely right. Number 7 would be those particular issues that you just mentioned, because 1 would be 1 and 2, 2 would be 4 through 6, 3 would be 6 through 10, 4 would be 11 through 14, 5 would be 15 through 19, 6 would be 20 through 24, 7 would be 25 through 28. My math could have just been off a little bit just right then, but when I did it the first time, it matched up and aligned perfectly with what you just said. So that
probably is magazine number
7.
Yeah, it was just a problem in the warehouse, and it wasn't a printing problem.
Oh, yeah. Now then, that just takes away from the little bit that we mentioned that I mentioned about if it was a printing error, then you might have something worth some money one day. It, you know, because there's some people out there that like to have misprints of things.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're extremely valuable. But oh well.
But regardless, I'll take the photo of the cover page and also the photo of the first page of the kit. And then I'll get it sent off, and then the customer service can work with the warehouse or whatever. So that's not a problem. But all the parts that I got are great. So there was no problems with the parts at all. So
very nice, very nice. And the reship of the correct magazine was sent over to the warehouse. Looks like I guess today, the 8th, and. Unless my dates are off. So when it does ship out, we'll send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the shipment as it makes its way out to your residence.
Okay, cool.
All right. And if you ever need us, you know, if you ever need any help, any customer service, don't hesitate. Please give us a call. And also, while I have you, in case no one else has ever told you, whenever you get a tracking number, you know, the tracking link that we send you about your shipment, you know, like here's the tracking link and you click on it, all you're going to see is USPS currently awaiting item. And it'll stay like that for, you know, days, maybe a week, hopefully not a week. But if you want, you can take the United States Postal Service tracking number and then go to DHL.com. Plug in the United States Postal Service tracking number into their tracking search feature, and then you can keep an eye on your shipment as it's making its way out to your area. And then when it gets in your area, DHL will release the package of the Postal Service, and then the United States Postal Service tracking will start being updated. So that'll help prevent you from having to wait such a very long time to start seeing some kind of tracking updates.
Yeah, exactly. And that way I can get it. I can get it off the porch so nobody will steal it.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why it's so very important to me. I mean, I don't know if anybody else is doing it, but it's important to me to make sure that I let customers know, you know, about that, because like me, people call and they ask me, okay, what's going on with my tracking? You know, I need some information. You know, can you tell me about the tracking of my shipment? So, you know, over time, I noticed that, you know, when tracking it with the United States Postal Service tracking, I saw that it was, you know, mentioned DHL e-commerce and, like, you know, package provided to the Postal Service by DHL. So then I tried searching the tracking with the USPS tracking number at the DHL website, and it worked. And then from that point on, I'm making a point to try to tell everybody that I can, you know, that you can track your package with DHL while it's making its way out to your area, because in the day and age of porch pirates, it's important for our customers to be able
exactly.
to keep a better eye on their package. And then also it makes you feel better about the fact that, you know, if DHL are taking 3 to 5 days to get it to the Postal Service, and every time you're clicking that tracking link, all you're seeing is USPS currently awaiting item, then you have no way of knowing if our warehouse has even taken the product over to where it would actually begin being shipped. So yep. being able to watch it with DHL, then you can tell that our warehouse has given the product to the partner shipping provider. The partner shipping provider is, you know, moving the package across the country, and that gives a customer a better feeling all around about what's going on with their shipment.
Well, thanks for that information.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's it. You pretty much covered everything I needed to had questions about. So.
Well, all right. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.